With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We'll go to the phone lines momentarily. Zach LaVine, who is the small forward, shooting guard, whatever you want to call him for Team USA, he is on the COVID protocol list. Rob, I do feel like somebody with a much higher power and authority than us is sort of telling us that they don't want Team USA to win the gold medal this year. This is now, what, the fourth player that they've had that is now under COVID protocols? Zach LaVine actually played really well yesterday. I watched most of that game yesterday, United States versus Spain. He is on the COVID list, but he is still scheduled to go to Tokyo to compete in the Olympics, which actually starts for Team USA on Sunday. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. We're very happy to be joined by our next guest. His name is Nicholas Batters. He is the play-by-play voice for Northwest Arkansas, and he has spent the last couple of months watching and following Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Prado, who have now got the call up. They are moving on up from AA to AAA. Nick, we appreciate you hopping on the show today, man.
Carrington, thanks so much for having me.
So let's just start here. We talked to you about this before, but let's just kind of recap it a little bit. What kind of prospect do you see Bobby Witt Jr. as?
Bobby Witt Jr. is a really special player. It's hard to compare him to any current major league player just because he's so unique in his skill set. He's about as close to a 5-tool player as you're ever going to get, someone that has a really strong arm in the field, a fantastic glove as well. He can hit for great contact and fantastic power as well, not to mention the really good speed of the bases. So picture whoever you want as a 5-tool player that's in the major leagues right now, and that's going to be Bobby Witt Jr. in the near future.
I always feel a little bit uncomfortable saying this because I don't have the closest and haven't seen him play as much as somebody like you. But from what people like you said, Vernier said, and listening to Dayton Moore, he sounds like a Ronald Acuna type. He seems like a Fernando Tatis, that we're talking about a guy who could potentially sign a 9-figure contract at some point, somebody who can be a staple in the All-Star game for years to come. He seems like one of those true transcendent star type players.
Yeah, no, Bobby definitely has the chance to be there. I mean, the comparisons he make are great because those are all players who are going to hit a lot of home runs, but steal a lot of bases as well, and then be flashy in the field defensively. That's been what it's like to watch Bobby Witt Jr. day in and day out. One day he's going to hit a home run and make a diving play in the hole at shortstop. The next time he's going to steal a base and he's going to beat out a ground ball. You never know what you're going to see with Bobby Witt Jr. when you come to the field. So he definitely has that potential once he gets to the major league level to be a star that everyone looks forward to seeing when they come to the yard.
I know this is a big question to ask you, so if you don't have an answer off the top of your head, I would certainly understand. Who's the best Royals prospect that you've seen in your time in Northwest Arkansas? Because the Royals have had some great prospects come through the system. Where do you think Witt sort of ranks in that? Or would you say that Witt's the best prospect that you've seen have come through the Royals system?
There's definitely a good argument to make that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best prospect that's come through Northwest Arkansas. Even talking to the employees here with the Naturals that have been with the team back since the Wichita days and when the Naturals moved to Arkansas in 2008, it's hard to come up with a player that's had more talent than Bobby Witt Jr., honestly, in a Naturals uniform.
Right now we're talking to Nick Batters. He is the play-by-play voice for Northwest Arkansas. Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Prado are getting the call up to AAA. How do you think they'll do? You saw them in AA, and Witt Jr. especially got off to a little bit of a slow start, but that slow start didn't last very long. It took him about 3 weeks to sort of find his footing, and he has been on an absolute power display since then. But now you're taking that jump up from AA to AAA. How do you expect those two guys to do?
I think they're just going to keep going right where they left off. I mean, at this point in the season, they're in the top 10 in just about every offensive category, not just in the AA Central League, but in all of AA baseball. They've been two of the best hitters this year, and I really don't expect them to slow down because the level of competition really isn't all that different from AA to AAA. Usually the biggest jump that a player makes is going to be from A-ball to AA, and AA to AAA is probably going to be a little closer level of a competition. And you're right, Bobby got off to a slow start, but sometimes you just need one game to kind of get the spark plug going. It was that three-homer game he had right near the end of May that kind of kicked things into overdrive. Heck, it was a three-homer game for Nick Prado halfway through May that kind of got things going for him as well. So now I think the two of them have momentum. They feed really well off of each other. So I think not only will they continue, but I think they'll continue doing it together, which is a huge bonus that they're called up at the same time.
If you had to guess, do you think Bobby Witt Jr. plays for the Royals before September 1st?
Before September 1st? I'm not so sure. I think it's possible. I mean, anything's really possible. It depends on a few things. I mean, the need at the major league level, and also how he performs. At this point, he and Nick had proven everything they needed to prove in AA. There was nothing left for them to do. And so in a sense, they're kind of restarted in AAA because they have to now prove themselves in AAA. It took about a month to get going, so we'll see how things go. I could see them coming up in September, Bobby especially. But there's also a possibility the Royals wait until next year, maybe sometime in April, to get them on the Major League roster. There are a couple of different ways that it could go, and I see them all as equally possible.
So let's move on to Nick Prado. I feel like sometimes he's the forgotten prospect in all of this, but he's a very good player in his own right. What kind of prospect do you see Nick Prado as?
And Nick Prado's a special kid. I think you're right. He's obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get the headlines more often than anyone else, and deservedly so. But Nick Prado's been right there with them all along. I mean, they hit back-to-back home runs four times this season, and the Naturals as a team hit back-to-back home runs eight times. Nick Prado was involved in six of those eight. He's a really special kid, has some really good power. He's patient at the plate. He works really deep at it. He'll get deep into the count, foul pitches off. But he's also really patient, and he isn't afraid to draw a walk. We saw him do that in the Futures game last weekend in Denver. Getting on base with four balls is what he has to do. That's what he'll do. He has a really good eye at the plate. Not to mention, he's fantastic in the field defensively. He only made one error for the Naturals, and it was on a throwing error to second, trying to turn a double play. So he's a really special, not only hitter, but defender at first base as well.
Nick, it sort of feels a lot like what happened with Hosmer and Moose. I think the four prospects are very different, but I remember whenever Hosmer got called up and it was Hosmer mania, people were selling t-shirts and there was certainly a little bit more buzz around it, but people were obviously happy about Mike Moustakas being called up. This sort of feels like part two of that, where so much of the conversation is about Witt Jr. And him potentially being a star, but you've got this other top 20, top 25 prospect in Nick Prado who could go on to be one of those foundational players for the Royals as well.
I think you're absolutely right. The team this year, the 2021 Naturals, do draw a lot of comparisons to the 2010 team that won the Texas League Championship. I mean, that was a team that you mentioned Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas were the main two pieces. So yeah, no, there are absolutely a lot of parallels, not only between the two teams, but the couple of groups of players where you have two core hitters that do nothing but produce for the Naturals, and Royals fans are deservedly excited to see make their major league debut soon.
If you had to guess, or I guess give us your take on who you think the better prospect was, Nick Prado or Eric Hosmer, which one would you pick?
Man, that's tough. The sample size is really similar. Eric Hosmer, he played about 50 games and hit around 300. The numbers are eerily similar when you look at what they did at AA, Hosmer and Prado. I didn't see Eric Hosmer play in person when he was in AA, but I'd almost have to give it to Nick Prado just because his approach is so advanced with how many more walks he draws than Eric Hosmer did, in his early career. And Nick Prado is not a bad, base runner as well. He has maybe plus speed for someone his size, I'd say.
Do you have Prado under the same timeline that you have Bobby Witt Jr., where we expect Witt to be on the team at some point in September? At least that's certainly the conversation here in Kansas City, is that we're going to see him here in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Do you think Prado is on a very similar timeline where they both sort of come up together, or do you think Prado is maybe a little bit further behind in his development?
I think Nick Prado's a little further behind, but it's not by very much. You have to remember, Nick Prado hit under 200 in 2019 when he was in High A Wilmington. So the jump that he made from the 2019 season to 2021 is just absolutely remarkable. and that might have slowed him down a little bit, so he's a little bit behind Bobby Witt Jr. But I definitely can see a world where he's hitting for the Kansas City Royals in the major leagues in September right alongside Bobby.
That is Nick Batters joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for Northwest Arkansas, joining us today to give us his thoughts on Bobby Witt Jr. and Nick Prado making the move up from double A to triple A. Nick, appreciate you hopping on in the insight, man. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Same to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.